Well, Valentine's Day is over, and I'm glad it's over because some of us single folks, don't want to be, Scrooges. But, we're kind of glad it's over because...
Peter.
Hello?
Peter, it's your old pal, the Indian Guru.
Hey, old pal, Indian Guru. Don't you have a real name?
Of course, it's Mishap.
Mishap, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I hate to see you so down on Valentine's because St. Valentine's...
It's not that I'm down on Valentine's. It's just I'm glad it's over, you know? It's sort of like when... After you see your tax man.
I understand. Tax man's a fun thing to do, but it's always good to get it over with.
Yes. Now we can look forward towards, presidents. No, that was already... Easter.
Oh, Easter, the fun time. But the Easter bunny that come down, he jumped around and he hops around your yard and he put little eggs behind trees so your cats and dogs can find it.
Something like that.
But, Peter, I'd like to get back to this anti-romantic notion you've got, because you're a Libra, are you not?
Yes, I am a double, triple Libra or something like that. Somebody did my chart once, I think.
I know, they found all kinds of moons lined up with your Libra, and they tried to tell you you were a super Libra.
Well, yeah, that's good and bad. I mean, sometimes it comes in handy handy with the family. Sometimes... It's a curse.
I'd say it's a blessing, Mr. Guliroot.
Thank you.
But I'm here to help you find true love in your life, because you seem like you really come on to admit it, Mr. Peter. Deep, deep down in that hard, stony heart of yours, you'd like to meet somebody.
Let's just say when you're... I'm not anymore. I'm kind of... I'm looking forward to Easter.
The bunnies are so much fun. They put their little eggs behind trees and bushes so your kitty cats and your dogs can find them.
I think they're for kids to find. Oh, Moshi.
It's Moshi.
Moshi, whatever.
But I'd like to just... Okay, each week now, I'm going to go through my little... I brought my Libra book with me.
You didn't have to do that, Moshi.
I don't care. I wanted to. Each week from now on until Easter, let's say, we are going to go through the zodiac, and we're going to start with Aries.
I don't get along with Aries that well.
That's why we're going to start with Aries. You get the tough ones over with first, and then we move on to the fun ones like Scorpio.
I kind of do like Scorpios. Yeah, they're the kinky ones, aren't they?
They got the stinger. The fun stinger, and you never know when they're going to put it above their head and go zip right into your little,
Okay, you don't have to say where. Okay, go ahead, really quick, because we've already used up 3 minutes. This is a 10-minute show.
Okay, let's go through my book now. As we all know, Aries is born between the March 21st and the April 20th. I just read from the book now. And it tells you, I will put in my own commentary. It's only two little, it's a mini book. It's one of these things you buy as you're getting your groceries at Ralph's, right next to the crossword puzzles and the hunter's guides. Libra and Aries represent two opposing, but see, this is why we got to get this, as opposing approaches to life. We understand.
Yeah, that's right.
Like other fire signs, Aries is a daring, vigorous person who is somewhat selfish.
Right, so far so good. Doing good there, Mushi.
I know. Libra, an air sign, a little bit of an airhead.
Thanks.
Is a contemplative, cautious thinker. Stinker?
I think you meant thinker.
I can't say the TH. He's a thinker who always considers the needs and interests of other people. Now, directly opposite of each other in the zodiac, each sign embodies what the other one lacks. Now, Libra and Aries are naturally attracted to each other.
They are?
That's what my bookie says. Aries' assertive drive. Imagine an Aries in a dominatrix outfit, Mr. Gullard. I know some of your quirks. Imagine, how could you have a Pisces be as assertive as an Aries?
Yeah, but the Pisces are... They're more warm and sensuous.
Yes, but think of the real... You know, there'd be no acting skills involved with his assertive drive. It's irresistible to the more passive Libra. So while the poise and tactfulness of the scales, that's you, entice the hot-headed, straightforward Ram, there's a powerful chemistry between these two. You should think about it.
Let's think.
You should think about it, Mr. Gulerud. Now wait, because of their differences, you know, opposites attract, Mr. Peter. Libra and Aries have much to learn from each other. From the more diplomatic Libra, Aries can learn. See, you're going to help somebody. All this time you spend trying to help, you know, global warming, you could put into an Aries. To look beyond the purely personal, that narcissism that comes from the Aries, and to be more considerate of others, you can teach someone.
Yeah, go on.
In turn, Libra can learn much about the value of direct, simple action from the Ram. You can be more dominant in the bedroom with a...
Please, don't get too graphic here. This is not aired too late at night.
All right, but God, I could have gone somewhere. Initially, Libra can be swept off its feet by the intense Ram, who knows what it wants and wants it now. But to keep the scales interested after the first rush of attraction, Aries must learn to slow down, enjoy a candlelight dinner, and take that stroll in the moonlight. Sexually, the Ram takes the spontaneous approach. Sometimes you need that, Peter. You're a little shy, I know. And head straight for the bedroom. But to Libra. See, even Ritz agrees. But to Libra, romance is just as important as fiery passion. Now I'm going to almost a few more paragraphs and I'll be done.
Good.
Aries always wants top billing. No, we know you like that, Mr. Gulerud.
Just shut up about my fantasies, okay?
No, sorry. And Libra will put the relationship before anything else, which is good enough for the Ram. When Libra does things to make Aries' life more pleasant, the Ram will accept it. Well, who wouldn't, right?
I guess so.
Accept it all as the treatment it deserves.
See, that's the part I'm not so sure I like about Aries. They're always feeling like they deserve something.
Well, they do deserve your attention. Now, the self-centered Ram is not accustomed to showing appreciation, though it should learn how to say thank you and a few other expressions of gratitude to keep Libra happy and to maintain harmony.
Yeah, but will that happen? I mean, that's got to be a special Aries.
Oh, Mr. Airhead, listen, there's more. If these two get locked into the negative qualities of their signs, Aries can become a bully. And not in a fun way, Mr. Gulerud. I know your fantasies, but reality...
Okay, I know the difference between fantasy and reality. Go on.
A bully and Libra can become codependent.
Oh, not that word again.
Codependent. Nobody wants to be codependent. Because then you just sound like you're an underarm deodorant or something. But when the relationship works, Aries teaches Libra to become more assertive. You might need that, Mr. Gulerud, in your business dealings. See, this could help you. Especially when voicing its needs and the scales instruct the Ram in diplomacy and appreciation of the finer things in life.
I think you're repeating yourself, Mushi.
I think I am. But let me end with this. Each balances the excesses of the other. As long as they respect and accommodate these differences, this couple could have a lifetime of love.
Yeah, but they're going to say that for every sign. This could work for a lifetime of love.
This is true, but wait till you get to Scorpio.
Thank you. I think we're out of time. That was really appropriate for the Valentine month, and St. Valentine got his head cut off for falling in love with one of his...
Yes, but he signed Love Valentine. That was his real name, you know.
Yeah, he was the first. Okay, thanks, Shmushi. I've got some Indian food in the microwave if you want some.
I would really, really, really...
Shut up, please.
Really like that, Mr. Gulerud.
Well, that was Robin's Imagination Station and Shut Up, Please for the week. Please stay tuned for John Chip Colcord's Out of the Woods. Remember, every Friday night, it's Rural War Room right here on 100.9 FM Pine Mountain Club.
Just shut up about my fantasies, okay?